At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do I have a special surprise for you? This month's bonus episode is an actual full hour of my national radio show. This hour aired last weekend on over 400 radio stations throughout the U.S. I hope you like it. Hey, listen, this past week, a super smart guy in Louisiana, Kevin Weiss, he's 26 years old. He plunged into the indoor 13,000-gallon aquarium at a Bass Pro Shop. Why? Maybe because it's summer. It's hot. Maybe he slipped. Nope. He followed through on a promise that he made to all of his followers on TikTok. He said that if he got 2,000 likes, he would jump into this tank. And he was charged with criminal damage to property, released with a citation because police were able to reel him in. You know, yesterday I had a nightmare that my TikTok account was deleted. For a second, I was so scared that I actually had a TikTok account. And you see, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. We talk about all those gadgets and gizmos, what's left of your online security and privacy. You can find us on 400 top stations from coast to coast. I love that. And around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. But I'd like to take a moment and welcome some brand new affiliates to the Kim Komando family of affiliates. WNIS in Norfolk, Virginia, 790 AM. Want to say thanks to Julie and Dave there for getting us all signed up and sealed and delivered. And in Idaho Falls, boy, a few stations here. KID 590 AM, 92.1 FM, and 106.3 FM. And a big thanks to Richard and Josh there in Idaho Falls. And in Amarillo, Texas, we're back on KGNC 710 AM and 97.5 FM. Melissa's the GM there. And I was on the air with Dave Lovejoy and Tyler, the news director, this past week. And gosh, what a bunch of great folks they are. And American Forces Network Radio, what that means is that this is great. 177 different countries and every ship at sea gets the Kim Komando show. And our phone lines are open. You can call me on our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line with your questions about anything digital. And that's 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And I'll tell you, T-Mobile is such a great company that I'm proud to have a sponsor of our show. And as you hear me speak about our various advertisers and sponsors, I just want you to know that. All right, let's get started with five things that you need to know. I scour the tech news every day for our website, our social media feeds, our daily tech update that you can hear on this great radio station or as a podcast. We have our breaking free news alerts that you can sign up for on the website. And of course, our long form radio show that you're hearing right now. And we're going to start with the COVID-19 pandemic. It's still around. What pandemic? Yes, that's right. Doesn't it seem like 2020 is just kind of a crazy year? But anyway, when the U.S. government officially rolls out its virus tracing app, and it will, there's going to be promises of increased safety and a quicker end to the pandemic. But the question is, should you install it on your smartphone? Well, let's just see how it worked in other countries. Norway was the first. And within 2 weeks, almost a million Norwegian smartphones had this virus tracing app. But Norway wasn't hit very hard, and the app proved nothing except that the surveillance of the Norwegians' private lives was far too easy. So the app was quickly withdrawn. Likewise, Britain abandoned its app. Now, European countries already have strict privacy laws, and countries that just rolled out this contact tracing app, like Germany, Italy, and France, there's just not a lot of widespread trust for, say, widespread adoption. And it's no wonder why. Listen to what happened in India. India's app leaked to the precise location of all 77 million users. Whoopsie. So to be blunt, no virus tracking app in any country is not posing serious privacy and security flaws. So if you watch the face mask battle that's going on here in the United States, just wait until they try to force us all to use an app. Number two, just how high can Amazon stock go? Now, remember, Amazon was started in a garage as a used bookstore, in like 1995. So this past week, Amazon stock inched past the $3,000 a per share mark, and it closed at $3,000.12, which, as of that time, Amazon's total market cap was at a staggering $1.5 trillion. And the question now becomes, how big can it get? It's going to happen. Amazon will be America's first $2 trillion company. Okay, let's put this into perspective. Take the total combined value of Apple, Google, Walmart, Costco, Home Depot, Lowe's, Target, CVS, Walgreens, Best Buy, and Kroger, and you're still nowhere near Amazon. The next largest company is Apple, valued at $350 billion. So what's behind the stock surge at Amazon? Okay, Prime is already big, but that was before the pandemic. Stores closed, people didn't want to go there, they started buying everything online. And even as stores reopen, we're all still hanging out on Amazon.com. But how big can Amazon grow? Well, predict when a working vaccine will arrive, and I'll let you know. Number three, body cam sold on eBay come with a bonus, police footage. Local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies have adopted these body cams over the years. And in a recent Arizona Mirror report, a security researcher says he purchased a used body cam on eBay, and he used an old forensic tool to retrieve video of military police officers from an Arizona Army base. So get this. The researcher told Vice that the video was completely unencrypted, showing everything from office work to traffic stops to officers inside people's homes. Of course, audio is included as a bonus, and not just words. The person who purchased the camera posted a number of screenshots on Twitter, and then others on social media claim to be doing the same thing. They're finding the videos are still stored on the camera's SD card. And if you can head over to commando.com, we've got all kinds of steps to take to make sure that when you sell your old tech, well, that it's actually wiped clean of all your personal details. Number four, the clock is ticking over on TikTok. Earlier this year, researchers from a cybersecurity firm by the name of MISC found that iPhones had a weakness allowing apps to see private clipboard contents. And digging deeper, the firm recently found that more than 50 apps, including TikTok, intentionally access your iPhone's clipboard to snoop on your data. That's right. Anything on your clipboard that you copy could be scooped up. Say your account name, your password. And this is pretty timely because Apple just announced its upcoming release of iOS 14, which is really focused on privacy. And if you've been beta testing the update, you probably have noticed how aggressively some apps actually scan your iPhone for content in real time. One user said new iOS 14 notifications caught TikTok grabbing contents of their clipboard every 1 to 3 keystrokes. Wow. And it's not just TikTok, folks. It's NPR, ABC News, CBS News, Fox News, and popular games like Bejeweled and Fruit Ninja. We've got the entire list over on our website, of course, along with tips on how to manage what's really happening with your iPhone's clipboard. And speaking of TikTok, the U.S. government is also actively trying to get the app banned in America, calling the Chinese app a security threat. Only time will tell what happens. See what I did right there? I know, that was pretty clever. Okay, number five, this password really needs to go away. Last month, a computer engineering student with a lot of time on his hands because he was at home because of the pandemic in Turkey decided to conduct a survey studying usernames and passwords that have been leaked on, oh, I don't know, just pick a data breach and it's there. And these data dumps ended up to be 1 billion credentials. What are credentials? Username and passwords, of course. Now, once again, it showed that people continue to use common or otherwise simple passwords for their online accounts. So guess what the most common password is? Go ahead, just say it out loud. And if you are a Commando community member and you're hanging out in our interactive chat room, just go ahead, type it in right now, okay? How about if I give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 guesses? Because that's all you'll need. The student found the password 123456 was used more than 7 million times. So if you do the math, we did it for you, that's 1 out of every 142 passwords is using that super secret password, 123456. And I guess sometimes they get clever in the end, 7, 8. Oh yeah, nobody's ever gonna guess that. It's still reigning as the weakest password, but some other details to note. Only 12% of leaked passwords use special characters. 30% were made up of only letters. Of course, over on our website, we've got all kinds of tips on how to create really great passwords. You know, my password used to be Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Why? Because it said that I needed 8 characters. Yes. You want to stay right where you are. We have such a jam-packed hour coming up. We've got news about some changes that Amazon's making at Prime Video in just a few moments. What's going on with the public beta? I spoke a little bit about it with iOS 14. And in our digital life hacks, we always put one of these great things together for you. 5 essential email hacks that you're going to wish you knew sooner, as well as we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, so Amazon had this major press release this past week, and you're looking at it, you're like, oh, wow, I wonder what they're announcing for Prime Videos. And then I kind of looked at it, I was like, oh, well, that's not very exciting. But I'm going to tell you more about it in just a few moments. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open. That's 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. I'm sure you have at least 1, 2, or 12 questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And just a quick reminder is that you can always schedule a time to speak with me here on the show. It's really easy to do. You just head over to komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. And on the right-hand side, there's a link that says be a caller. Just fill out that form and we'll get right back with you. And this way you can just schedule a time in. And how about we start this hour with Dulaine in Aberdeen, Washington. Hi there, Dulaine.
Hello, Kim. So nice to talk to you.
Well, thank you for your call. What's going on?
I work in a community where there's a lot of retired people. I'm a hairdresser, manicurist, and I'm trying to start a home service business for people who are too ill or unable to leave their home.
Yeah.
And
that's
I'm
nice
hoping the Digital Goddess would have some help for me with a way that I can separate the work phone numbers on my cell phone from my personal numbers, and maybe something would be easy to book appointments. Some type of an app that I could book appointments on that would not be just a calendar putting it on the day.
Well, you know what? You have come to the right place, Dulaine.
Oh, I know,
and
I have.
That's so nice of you to do this, too. I know that it's a way for you to make money, but it's kind of a hassle, and I'm sure that you have relationships with all these folks as you go into their homes and, you know, everything like that.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you know, the big thing is, of course, you know, when you just said, you know, how do I separate my phone numbers? That's why a lot of people actually carry two phones. You know, they'll have one personal phone and one work phone. And, you know, that you don't necessarily have to do that. There's a service called Google Voice, of course, made by Google, right? And you can sign up for Google, and then they'll give you a secondary phone number that you can use on your phone. And so when your carrier's phone rings, it'll come in just the way that you heard it. When your Google Voice number comes in, it's going to ring through the Google app. And so you'll know exactly if it's a personal call or if it's a business call. Okay. Now, it's the service is so sweet too, because you can also set options up on your Google Voice phone number to have it, the voicemails transcribed into email and then delivered to you email. It's got all these really nifty features. Okay. So this we're going to do, you're going to sign up for a Google Voice number, and then that's going to be your business phone number that you're going to give all your clients. Okay. And then you can also have your own directory and contacts and everything all associated with that. So you're not mixing and matching that, because, you know, I'll tell you, just the other day, I looked at the contacts on my phone, and I actually was chatting with Allie, who's in charge of all of our content. I'm like, my contacts are a complete mess, okay? So I think other people's are probably the same way, so let's figure out how to put it on a great tip and tell everybody how to fix them. Now for the secondary part is that, have you heard of Square?
Yes.
Okay. So Square is how you can take payments, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, but what a lot of people don't realize is that Square has something called a free booking website. And so you set up your free booking website, and it has your name on it, your salon name, whatever, your business name, whatever you want to be. And then once you sign up for it, is that this URL, this web address, you give out to all of your clients, as this is a way for you to book. They book everything online. Okay. You don't even have to talk to anybody. They can just go online and they can see when you're available, when you're not available. And then best of all is that you can set up ways that payment is automatically received there. They can pay in advance. If you want to say, you know, listen, I'm going to let you cancel up to 24 hours ahead of time. But, you know, after 24 hours, I'm going to charge a 50% cancellation fee because, you know, time is money, right? That you can go ahead and establish those policies as well. So it's really made for somebody like you in the service industry, that where you can take all these appointments, people can see when you're available, when you're not available, you can block yourself out. And best of all, you're not sitting there on the phone with somebody and saying, can you do like Tuesday at 10? And they go, no, but I can do Tuesday at 2. And then you're like, no, I can't do Tuesday at 2, but I can do Saturday at 11. No, I can't do, you know what I'm saying. That goes just
absolutely
on and on and on and on and on. So now we can just, what we can do is we can eliminate everything. We're going to eliminate the need to carry a second phone. We're going to eliminate everything else along the way, so that this way you're just going to get handy dandy. You're going to be all set up. So does that set you up?
Yes, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
One more thing. Don't forget about email marketing. Okay. So when you're doing this, you know, because you're going to be building a business, is that if you can collect everybody's email addresses and use a service like MailChimp or Constant Contact, and this is a way for you to keep all your business email addresses, and then you can start building a business that way. So that this way, let's say if you want to send a referral out, give me a referral and I'll give you 10%. You can send out coupons like that. You can have specials for Labor Day and Christmas, or give a gift or whatever it is. But email marketing is so effective to build your business. I mean, we send out, 40 million emails every single month. And people don't look at display ads so much anymore, but they do read their email. Dulaine, thank you so much for your call. Let me know how you're going along with it.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, a couple of things I want to pass along before we go back to all of your great calls is that Apple has released the iOS 14 public beta. Okay, what does that mean? It means that, you know, the final release isn't going to be until the fall, but you can sign up for the beta software and just try it out. The key word here, though, is beta, which means it might have some bugs. So make sure that you back up your iPhone or your iPad first if you decide to give it a shot. I know there's always a way to revert back, but better yet, try it out on an older Apple device if you have one laying around that doesn't get used all that much. But if you're not interested in taking a risk, just wait until the actual release this fall, which I know you're excited for all the widgets that Samsung has had for years. But if you've waited this long, well, you know, what's another couple of months? All right, back to your great phone calls we go with Linda in Piedmont, South Dakota. Hi there, Linda.
Hi, Kim. Boy, I'm so excited to get to talk to you today. This is awesome.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, I have been listening to you for years and years, and I am so excited. I've learned so much, but I'm stumped.
Okay.
And I need some help on a question today.
All right.
I'm a mom of 9 kids, and
wow,
one of my kids...
Wow, wait, 9? Wait, whoa.
9,
nobody...
yes.
Oh, gosh. So, like, the age span, tell me it's not, like 2 to 12, okay?
No, most of them are pretty grown at this point. My youngest is almost 16, 15 going on 16, and my oldest is about 30.
Wow. Well, you know what? You've been blessed, that's for sure.
Yeah, I really have. It's been awesome.
That's nice.
And, you know, they've grown up listening to you listening to you, but I'm hoping that you can help me solve the problem I'm having.
Okay.
I can't think of anybody else that could do it better. So one of my kids is serving overseas in the military. And all of my kids, I taught them as they were growing up how to play chess. Some of them liked it more than others, and I always made them, I never played easy for them. I always made them get better so they could beat me. And I've got a couple of them that are doing pretty good at that at this point, and I have to really keep my game up to to keep them interested in playing. But I've got one that's serving overseas in the military, and I'm trying to find a way to be able to keep playing games with him. What we have done is we have both taken turns hosting games. And what that looks like is each of us setting up our chess set at home and trying to hold our telephone cameras over the board, which didn't work out so well for me on one occasion because what I had kind of my phone leaning up against, my phone case gave way, and the phone came crashing down on the set, and that was the end of that game.
So I'm hoping there's
got to be something better. There's got to be something better to be able to keep playing chess with my son and keep that connection going with him and staying in touch with him while he's serving overseas.
And that's so nice, and thank you for his service, and thank you for your service, because when somebody gets deployed, the whole family does, you know?
Yes, they do.
It truly happens. Okay, so I'm trying to think. There's a couple out there. What's also nice is that the one that I'm thinking of with, it's from chess.com, is that there's also a chat, so you guys could be chatting while you're playing.
Excellent. That's what I want.
Which I think that is really phenomenal. And I'm almost positive, but not 100%, that it gives you the ability to make a move. And so it doesn't have to be happening in real time. So if he wants to make a move overnight because of the time difference, then you get up in the morning and then you make a move, that's all possible. So I would look at the one from chess.com. It's on iOS as well as on Android. So it doesn't matter what you guys are using. You could also challenge some of the other kids to the winners if you could get the apps on their phones, which actually might be kind of a fun family thing because you said some of the other kids are into it. There's also if you don't like that one, a second one that I know about is called Chess Time. And the big deal about Chess Time is that it really allows you. So if chess.com doesn't do this, which I think it does, but if it doesn't, look at Chess Time as far as being able to actually make a move and then let 24, 48 hours or whatever it is go by before that next move happens. Because some of these chess games are made to be happening in real time. Like you could play anybody around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are looking for some of those delayed, I think that maybe that Chess Time might be it. But I'm almost positive that chess.com, that their app does it. So does that help you out today?
If that helps me out a lot. That's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful to keep our games going. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Tell all the kids that Aunt Kim says hello.
Absolutely.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Linda. All right, Joseph in Redford, Virginia. Hi there, Joseph.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello. Let me say, I enjoy your show in our area on Saturday afternoons. And it's really great to hear you share your knowledge with the callers and the other listeners. And it's really very learning experience for a lot of us. We appreciate it.
It's what I do, Joseph. I really love what I do, you know.
I hope it shows.
You know,
it shows.
Well, thank you, because I don't want to ever talk politics. So,
right.
Just give me consumer tech. So, what's on your mind today, sir?
Well, my question is, I would like to know what dash cam you would recommend for truck drivers. And before you answer, let me give you a little bit of a heads up.
Sure.
Many of the dash cams, you know far greater than I, have a rear view also. Well, that's no good really to a truck driver because of the trailer and so forth. But I seen quite some time ago, it was an infomercial or something very early in the morning, and they were saying, this was long before we were dealing with the issues that we are now of concerning police, but it showed a person being stopped in a traffic stop.
Right.
And then not only was the dash cam recording forward, I don't recall, Kim, if maybe they flipped it and turned it to the side, but it recorded the correspondence with the officer. And I that's think that'd a, be a great a, tool for a truck driver.
Sure. It's a dual, what you're going to be looking for is a dual lens dash cam. Okay. And just as you said, that, you know, if you're driving a big rig and that rear camera isn't going to do a lot of good, right? Unless you actually have a camera mounted on the back, which, you know, they do have those, I'm sure you're aware of.
Right.
So what you're looking for is a dual lens dash cam, and then you're going to want certain other features with it. Okay. You want excellent night vision. Okay.
Okay.
And then also a G sensor. What the G sensor does on a dash cam is that when an accident happens or when there's a sudden acceleration or a sudden stop, is that it's going to grab that footage. It's going to say, okay, this is really important stuff. We're not going to overwrite this. Okay. And also the continuous loop recording. The dual lens, and just be careful when, and I'll give you some recommendations as far as which products that I would point you in a direction for. But the ones that I want you to be careful of is, like, they'll say dual lens, but just like what you said in the beginning, Joe, is that it's in the front and it's in the rear. But we want the front and we want internal, so that this way the police officer, whoever is, even if you're just in a routine trap, they're going to see a camera. And, you know, people tend to act differently when they know they're being recorded, don't they? I mean, they just do. I mean, and I don't know why that is. There's also some of these dash cams have what's called a parking monitor. So if your truck is parked, it's still recording. Okay.
Good.
So this way you can see what's going on there. There's one in particular. It's a 4K model. I like 4K for the extra resolution. It's $200. It's made by a company called AQP. And I'll put a link to this particular, they have several, but I'm going to put a particular link over in our show picks area on our website, but I'm going to email you this directly. So I know we have your email address.
Okay.
So this way I don't want you to go buy the wrong one. Okay. But what's interesting is that, that if you're on an iPhone now, I just find this fascinating, is that there's now a shortcut, and I don't want to say, hey, S-I-R-I, because then everybody's phones will wake up. But it says, you say, I'm getting pulled over. And that will stop any music that you're playing. It'll turn down the brightness on your phone. It'll turn on do not disturb mode to block any incoming calls. It'll open the front-facing camera and start recording a video.
Okay.
All at once. And that's actually a skill that you have to program for your iPhone, and I'll put a link to that as well. So, Joe, thank you so much for your call. I do appreciate you getting through, and thank you for all your kind words. It really, truly means so much, because it's a whole team effort over here, let me tell you. All right, this week I have 5 essential email hacks that you're going to wish you knew sooner. And a lot of these are step-by-steps. I can't give the step-by-steps out on the air, but you can get all the step-by-steps over on our website at a special place. So we're going to start with stop the tracking. So here's what happens. When you open an email, there's a secret beacon that goes back and says, oh, look, John opened his email. We should maybe send him more. That's especially nasty when it's spam that you accidentally open. So we're going to tell you how to stop that. Number 2 is start using BCC. You may know about it, but maybe somebody in your family doesn't. So this is a tip that you want to share with them, of course. So this way, everybody's email address is not in the 2. It's so annoying. Speaking of annoying, we can tell you how to block addresses that send annoying emails, but the easy and short way. We've got a lot of time-saving keyboard shortcuts. And also, we're going to tell you how to make sure that you never miss an important email again by using filters and whitelists. And again, all the step-by-steps are over on our website. Head over to komando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And once you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. Hey, still to come this hour, if you have an older router, I've got 100 of them that are now at high risk for cyber attacks. I'm going to tell you more about it, so stay right where you are here with the Kim Komando Show.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast FREE.
All right, so I know that you have tech questions because that's why I'm such a popular gal. And if you have some tech questions that might be too techie for the show and maybe you need some help during the week, just stop by the Commando community and stop by the forums. I'm answering questions there myself. We've got Team Commando on board too. And you can get 30 days free, ask as many questions as you want. Head over to getkim.com. You don't need a promo code. That's just getkim.com. Promo code's already built in because Jeremy on our IT staff is super smart and he figured it out. And Charles as well. And that's getkim.com. Back to the phones we go with Madeline. And hello there, Madeline in Maine. What's going on? Hi, Madeline.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Good.
My dad is a big fan of your show.
Oh,
I'm wondering if it's safe for me to have a private TikTok account so only my friends can view my TikToks. And also if it's safe for me to just look at my friends' TikToks.
Okay, so you want to get on TikTok, and your dad says that you have to be safe, which is really smart because, you know, there's a lot of weirdos in the world. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they target, you know, young kids like you. And so I just want you to be safe. And so if you have your TikTok set up to be a private account, because, you know, they're public by default, all right?
Yeah.
How old are you?
12.
Okay. So I want you to put your real age into TikTok. Okay.
Because
here's what happens. If you say that you're 13, because they say, okay, well, you can't be on TikTok unless you're 13. Okay. But you can still be on when you're 12. But because you're 12, is that you're not going to get into this data tracking because they're not allowed to track you and what you do if you're under 13. Okay. So make sure that you say that you're 12. Make sure that your account is set to a private. All right. You also want to restrict comments to just and also direct messages. So I just want you to get comments and direct messages only from your friends. Okay. Is your dad there?
No.
Oh, okay. Because there's also something called family pairing. I was going to tell your dad about that, but I trust you, Madeline.
Mom,
you can do that.
I'm here. I'm mom.
Oh, okay.
Dad's working.
That's okay. We like dad to work. It's okay. That Madeline is adorable. I love Madeline. And if you don't want Madeline anymore, you can send her out here. I'm going to take her for you, okay? But she's going to set her account to be private. We talked about comments and sharing that she's going to turn all that off for public access. She's going to sign up and tell you that she's 12 because this way she doesn't get tracked because they're not allowed to track you if you're under 13, okay? You should download the TikTok app, be her friend, and then also select the family pairing feature, okay? So this way you can really keep track of what Madeline's doing on there. And there's also digital well-being. But the family pairing and you signing up and being her friend is paramount, okay? Does that make sense?
That does make sense. So let me ask you another quick follow-up question. She will be 13 in a few short months. What happens then?
Then all of a sudden that they're allowed to track where she goes. They're allowed to track and maybe target her with other videos and things like that. But if you keep that account locked down, that tracking only happens if she's over 13. It's the tracking, like, for example, that we get as adults. And we start seeing ads that may be targeted to things that we're looking at. But she sounds like she's a smart girl, and you're some pretty smart parents, so I wouldn't. You know, I think if you're watching her, I think she'd be okay. All right?
Well, Dad said you can only get TikTok if Kim Commando says it's okay.
So. Kim Commando says it's okay as long as she sets that account the right way and you guys follow her. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
You got it. Thanks for sticking around to the end. You just heard 1 hour of the 11 hours of quality program you get each month when you join the Active Commando community. You get each show's complete podcast without commercials and the breaks and a lot more. You can ask your tech questions and get answers from me and other tech pros in our forums. You can post a blog, promote your company, share pictures, and even watch this show streaming on demand whenever and wherever you want. It's only a few dollars a month, and you know you can trust what you hear and learn on my show's podcast. To check it out, go to this address, getkim.com.
I sure hope you do. That's GetKim.com, and thank you for your support.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.